Hi, this is Bishop Bob Coulter with another TMCI Word of Encouragement for the week. Romans 10:15 says, "And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good tidings of good things." The coronavirus is a major topic in everybody's conversation. It's gone from concern to full-blown panic. Rumors are spreading and people are in a panic mode. One of the tricks of Satan is to make a situation look larger than it is, but we must not let him distract us from our mission to deliver the word of God to a dying world. Remember, fear is not in your inheritance, as Romans 8:15-17 tells us, "But you did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God." In Hebrews 13:5, we're told God will not forsake us. And part of our inheritance is found in 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Proverbs 18:21 tells us that the tongue can bring death or life. We must start speaking life into the situation. It is time for us to go boldly to declare God's truth to a secular world that is looking for hope. People are open to up to hearing hope where there seems to be no hope. We are to open the gospel of peace to them. As Christians, we must not get caught up in the panic of the coronavirus scare. Let us bring the gospel of peace to those who need salvation and peace of mind. In Christ, we have the peace that passes all understanding. So share the hope of the gospel with those around you. Speak life into your sphere of influence. Let them know that God wants the best in life. And know this, remember this. In Proverbs 18:21 also tells us we can speak death into the situation. Let us speak death through rumors and misinformation that cause panic. And let us speak death to the virus and kill it. Speak forth and bring life to those around us. Speak death to the coronavirus. Use the authority and power that we have in Christ's name through the guidance of the Holy Spirit to call coronavirus null and void. Mark 11:23 gives us that authority, where it says, "For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes what these things say, he says, will be done, and he will have whatever he says." Following is a prayer to defeat the coronavirus. I encourage you to pray this prayer in agreement with us and your own prayer against the destruction of the virus as the Holy Spirit would lead you. This is the prayer of agreement to defeat the coronavirus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree virus named Corona needs to be confined and to die. We decree no weapon formed against the gospel will prosper. We lift up our eyes to the hill from where our help comes from as we trust in you. We declare this virus is under our feet, and in the mighty name of Jesus, it is defeated. We speak fresh anointing for the gospel in China, for supernatural healing for those infected in China, and other places infected by this virus, that as believers pray that for the sick, the power of God will be seen to the glory of Christ. We declare the root of this virus cut off now in Jesus' name, and we cancel all any assignments against TMCI and every believer advancing the gospel. We address the sickness and all affecting powers. Your power to use this virus is broken. We release healing and restoration to overtake this virus, and it will cease to exist in Jesus' name. Remember, nothing's impossible with God, so let's go forth boldly and to bring peace and take territory back from Satan. God bless you.